Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Tuesday. We're glad that you're here. Thanks for spending some time with us. 97.1 FM on the radio. Of course, easy to hear us wherever you go in your car. If you're in the St. Louis area, both sides of the river. You can also listen to us on the Odyssey app. It's a great way to take us with you if you're going from your car to your desk and you want to put the headphones in. I highly encourage you to take the headphones out, turn the radio up so that your entire office gets to share in this conversation with us, because we've got Ryan Wiggins in here now. Ryan, you've got things to say, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
And we got Trisha and Brad Range, the new executive producer of the show. We've spent a lot of time talking specifically today and this week so far about the stuff that's going on in the world. And Brad, you've been with us now for a week, right?
Yes.
Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, that was day one.
Right.
Which was my first day back as well.
Cool.
So Brad is like learning the ropes here, and I haven't been back in studio since March of 2020. I had broadcast from my basement. So I'm in studio on some days and I'm at home on others, and that's a childcare thing. But a lot of people are talking about you. They know you from the YouTube Live, which is going on right now.
Yes.
You've been moderating that.
Right. I was the moderator. I was the guy with the helmet. So if you watch,
we make all of our moderators wear helmets.
It's true, because people throw stuff at you.
Yeah.
Like if I got it wrong, Annie was throwing a stapler.
That's how I do. And Brad has, you know, had conversations with us. We've seen you at events and everything. Ryan, how much did you know Brad before he came on the show?
I've met you at a couple events. So just, but we would talk online once in a while just because you were an avid listener of the show.
Yeah.
And we'd talk about stuff.
The first time I met you, Ryan, was at the Illinois Policy Christmas party.
Yep.
And I think you were talking to somebody, and I just kind of walked up and tapped you on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Ryan." So that's the first conversation we had.
One of the things I remember most about the Illinois Policy Christmas party was Ryan drinking a White Claw. But you walked around with it and you didn't. It's true.
I was trying to show everybody that I was drinking it.
But
I wasn't really drinking it.
You used it as an accessory.
That's right.
As if Ryan was going to try to be the cool dude in the room, he went and got a White Claw.
With a White Claw?
He didn't drink it.
Look, there were about two or three different drink options.
Uh-huh. White Claw's not the option,
none of them were things I liked, but I had never tried a White Claw. And so this girl here says, "Oh, why don't you try a White Claw? It's really cool right now." The minute I get it, I've never heard the end of it.
For the record.
Ryan, that's a great story, but that's not true, because they had an open bar.
I know, but they only had a few options.
Oh my goodness, there was so much behind that bar.
Here's the thing. I didn't want a beer, and I don't really like wine that much.
But if you were going to walk around holding a beverage that you weren't going to drink, why would you pick a White Claw?
I didn't know until that night, and now 2 years since, that you're not supposed to walk around with White Claw if you're a dude.
If the judgment on Trisha's face right now could seep over the radio airwaves.
And I still don't even know. Trisha, what is it about White Claw that still we're talking about me holding this thing?
I don't know what you were doing there, but I would just suggest a cup, like a solo cup or something next
but
time.
But what you're gonna... is it about White Claw? Is
and she's
it,
shaming
is it
you.
Feminine?
It's a little bit. It was very like young and like bro-y and also like college girly for a while. It was like very young in pop culture.
Okay.
And you look ridiculous.
So it's not something that like if you're sitting around with the dudes throwing washers, they don't hold White Claws.
They're not going to be like, hey, Ryan, you want a White Claw?
Yeah, throw me one.
Give me a White Claw.
It's like the Bacardi Raz of my early 20s.
I was going to say, would it be kind of like your dad drinking a Zima?
Yes, exactly like a Zima. Mm-hmm.
See, those are the drinks I usually like, the drinks that girls like. I typically
just
like that stuff.
Just put them in a cup.
Give me a piña colada, no alcohol, anytime.
Okay.
Hi, I'd like a virgin piña colada, please. Thank you. I don't even care if you liked White Claw and you were owning it. It was just weird that you didn't drink it, yet you walked around with it.
I didn't like it. I felt bad. I felt bad that I was wasting it. I'm also a child of the Depression, as you know.
And so the 90s and the 80s were really tough.
I can't open something and then not eat it.
So much Ronald Reagan and the Cosby Show. Look what happened there.
Oh, yeah. Man, I can only handle like four of these hot dogs. What are we going to do with the rest of them?
Family ties.
I got to shove them down my face. His family time, because Michael P. Keaton taught me so.
We had a really, really rough life growing up.
Yeah, we did.
Which was better, the 80s or the 90s? That was an obvious 80s answer earlier in my life, but the 90s don't seem so bad, and I think that's because of the 2010s and the 2000s.
Yeah, I liked the 90s better just because I was a teenager during the 90s and was experiencing
more
life.
No, you like you better in the 90s.
Yes, exactly.
I'm talking about the decade, not you.
I thought pop culture was more fun in the 90s based on just the ridiculous amount of good comedy there was in the 90s.
Norm Macdonald!
Mainly based on OJ, yeah.
So if you missed it, right in the last segment, we just heard the news that Norm Macdonald passed away, 61, had cancer. It's very, very sad. We were all talking about how this one kind of hits a little closer to home than some of these announcements that we've had to make in the past years. Brad, for you, 80s or 90s?
90s, because I was in kindergarten in 89, so yeah. I was barely...
So you don't claim the 80s?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 84. I would call myself a child of the 90s, but I still know the 80s. And let's be honest, the first few years in the 90s were really just an 80s hangover.
Yeah, yeah. People were still wearing neon and rollerblading.
That's why the 80s were so great. That's all we did.
Right.
Trisha, out yourself. What year were you born?
88.
So you're a kid of the 80s, too. Do you have, like, a recollection of the 80s-influenced 90s at all?
No. Not really.
So, like, what do you consider? You're a Blue's Clues kid. We established that last week.
Yeah,
That's post. Nickelodeon is too fancy for my childhood.
Yeah. I mean, I was a 90s kid and early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see, comparatively speaking, and kind of to what you were saying, Ryan, like you liked your experience as a teenager in the 90s. When you're an adult and a parent in the 2010s and all this crap is going on, you're like, this sucks. Go back to the 90s when I was a kid.
I think I'm the only person in the room that actually experienced the 80s in any significant way. And I was pretty young.
You're born in 82?
81. I'm still in my 30s. I'm barely still in my 30s, you guys.
For 2 days.
For two more days.
We had this discussion earlier. When does middle age start?
40.
You just claiming it?
That's what Mark Cox told me.
He's a grandpa, so. What do you think? When's middle age start, Brad?
When I say it does. Whenever
always,
I feel like I'm middle aged.
Always tomorrow. Trisha?
I'd say like mid-40s. I don't even know if I think 40 anymore. Everything seems like, because we're living longer, people are having kids later.
They say 70 is the new 60 now as far as people traveling and doing a lot more with life
later.
Those
are the people who are turning 70.
Yes,
that's
those
right.
are the people saying that.
Well, there's a lot more people turning 70 to say that now than there used to be.
But I think there's something to people like figuring out their careers later, starting new careers in an older time, retiring later because of whatever circumstances, that I do think that that's kind of been pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree. Millennials, especially considering the economy that we came of age in with, you know, as I'm an old millennial, so are you, Ryan. Like, millennials are about to be 40 years old.
I graduated before 2000.
What you just did right there needed a White Claw.
I was doing a lot of eye rolling.
Can we get somebody in here to get him a White Claw? You don't even need to open it. It doesn't even need to be full. It's not like he's going to drink it.
Oh, great. Somebody's going to walk in from the street with a half-drank White Claw. I heard you on the radio. Here.
If you walked around this building just holding an open White Claw, I want you to watch how people look at you.
Let's do that. Let's do it as a social experiment.
I wish we could have like a hidden camera on you so we could see the judgment.
Okay.
As you're walking through.
I'll wear a helmet cam.
Brad, can you bring your helmet in?
I'll bring my helmet in. Picture?
And we'll assume that people are reacting to the White Claw when actually they're reacting to the giant camera on my head.
I was just going
to
say, we'll get a big camera from Sam and we'll just put it on top of the helmet and then we'll see the judgment about people are still going to be looking at the White Claw. I'm not.
Very side story, but I went to high school with a girl who wanted to be a journalist so bad. And she, either in our senior year of high school or her first year of college, she did this experiment, but she did it in, I'm not kidding, in blackface.
Oh my gosh.
She went to the mall, painted her face black so that she could experience what it was like to be a black person.
That's terrible.
I know. Isn't it amazing? And she wrote about it. She's super liberal. She wrote about it in one of the paper, either our senior paper or like the Mizzou paper at the time. This is 99, 2000. And people were like, oh my gosh, you're so brave. And there were some of us going, she put paint all over her face and walked around the mall.
Assuming that would somehow or another give her an experience of somebody else's walk by.
And that everybody was looking at her because she was like, oh, it's because of my race. Like, no.
No.
It's because you're wearing shoe polish.
And you don't get to accessorize that.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
Man, did she become a journalist?
She sure did.
Are you kidding?
Boy. Successful one, too.
That explains a lot.
Yes.
About our media.
If we had an after the show, we would be talking about this.
We would.
Man. Yeah, I don't think. You said that was the late 90s?
It was either 99 or 2000. I don't know which year. Yeah.
If that person is listening to the Annie Fry Show, I suspect they're not.
I'm going to look her up and see where she's worked.
If that person is listening to the Annie Fry Show, they're saying, oh my God, don't say my name. Don't say my name. Don't say my name. Man. Yeah, you don't do that. And you certainly don't do that in 2021.
No.
All right, Brad, so just a teaser for the next segment. You've been doing this for a week. You are the executive producer of The Annie Fry Show. You've never produced a radio show before.
Never produced any show
never
before.
Never produced a show before. I was very excited to bring you on. And how are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling better now than I did yesterday. And better yesterday than I did the day before, so I guess that's good news, right?
Would you like a White Claw?
No.
Like, no. Did you see that? He said no, like,
yeah, with disdain.
Me? A White Claw?
Come on, bro. Just take the edge off. Just looking about taking the edge off. Just get a White Claw.
Now you're a pusher. Now Ryan's
Do you know
White
what White Claw tastes like?
I don't even remember. It's the only White Claw. I think I had two sips and was like, nope, don't like that. Guess I got to walk around with it.
Well, we're going to take right now. If you have not ever experienced the live show that we have on social media, the Annie Fry Show Facebook or the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And yes, we are on Twitch right now. We have an Annie Fry Show channel on Twitch. That's an experiment. If you want to watch us and see how something gets developed, go sign on Twitch. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube or Facebook page right now. I'm going to take your questions for Brad and Ryan and I will throw them at you, Brad. And this is where you're in the hot seat and strap in, get your White Claw out, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm not afraid.
The good thing for you is that you're in control of the microphones. So if it starts to go south, guess what? We're going to break. And you'll get to see my face on the live stream while this happens. So stick around. We're going to learn a little bit more about the new executive producer of the Annie Fry Show, Brad Range, when we come back. We're going to get Trisha's, explanation. You can give us a little paint a picture about what it's been like to teach him this thing that you've been doing for how long have you been doing this?
Almost
10 years?
A decade.
Yeah. You've been doing it for a long time. You're one of the best in the business, and we'll just talk about it when we come back. Ask your questions of Brad on the live stream right now. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Price Show. Good to be here with you. Man, we were just talking about my headphones. Something, do you guys hear my voice being echoey? Or is it just me?
No, you sound fine now.
No, you sound good.
We could hear them when you had them off. But that's wow, now you're hearing you.
I pushed a button. And I sound, there are more of me. Ooh, nope, still
that's
bad.
That's a weird feeling.
I'll get used to this because this is my problem and not yours. But as we said, you can go to the Andy Fry live stream, which is on our Facebook page, which is on our Andy Fry YouTube channel, and ask questions of the new executive producer of the Andy Fry Show, Brad Range. And I'm going to let you go first, Ryan. Do you have any questions for Brad? We want to get to know him a little bit so you know who is...
Okay.
Before we do that, I just want to say that I sound like how in cartoons aliens sound in the 90s.
Is it altering your voice or is it just echoing?
It's like I'm the aliens in Toy Story going, ooh, I just sounded exactly like them, but just to me.
Okay.
As I said.
Do we sound like that to you?
Nope.
Oh, what if we talk like this?
No, I said you don't.
I'm coming up with words now.
One too many white claws.
Okay. Yep.
What you got?
Completely hammered.
Brad?
Okay, Brad. I'm going deep here. There is a group online of people who are super fans of the Annie Fry Show called the Fannies. They call themselves that.
I didn't come up with that.
No, you didn't come up with that. They came up with that.
I think Jimmy did that.
Okay.
I like it.
So it's kind of an exclusive group. You would have been in it, I think, right?
Yes. I think I'm still in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. But now it's weird. Now they're going to pry for information from you now because you're on the inside. So here's my question for you. Did the Fannies ever secretly criticize the show or anyone on it?
Wow, saucy.
Ooh, so he's going right in there.
Yeah.
No,
they're
the Fannies.
Talk about Ryan.
They're the Fannies. They called themselves the Fannies. We called ourselves the Fannies. We're just super fans. We didn't ever really criticize the show.
Okay, fine.
It's in the contract.
Sorry, Ryan. No, I know.
Thanks.
It doesn't make for good radio.
No, it doesn't.
Try, though.
All right, now a question to Ryan. What do you criticize about the show? The fill-ins while I was gone?
I have not enjoyed Trisha's contributions to the show.
Oh, I have.
Thank you.
I have not.
Very much.
You are outnumbered because I have enjoyed Trisha's contributions and teaching as
tough
well.
Tough room, Ryan.
Man, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite part, because Christopher asked this question of Brad, why does Ryan love Taylor Swift and White Claw so much? First of all, don't know how that's
a question
for Brad.
People want to know.
But I will say this about Trisha, since the question was asked. Trisha.
Wait, are you going to ask a question or are you just going to comment on Trisha? This was a segment for Brad about Brad, but let's get your Trisha commentary in here real
quick. Okay, so when we were filling in for you, Annie, I was doing the first hour, Trisha was producing. Mm-hmm. Trisha came to me, not just one day, but many, and was like, Ryan, you're so good at this, you're so funny and fast.
Why do you keep insisting on Taylor Swift about music?
Yeah, we'll get there. And so she was saying, you're funny and all these things.
Ryan.
I feel like I'm not contributing to the show enough. And I said, well, why don't we come up with a joke?
This is my favorite segment about Brad.
You say...
where Ryan takes it over and talks about how great he is.
And then, just...
None of this actually happened.
Makes it all up.
Trisha said, let's have this insider joke where I pretend that you like Taylor Swift and you don't know what to do about it.
Okay, none of that happened.
Okay, sure.
None of it happened.
Now that we're on the air, you can deny it, but that's what happened.
So why is it? Why is it that Ryan likes White Claw and Taylor Swift? Yeah, I'm going to answer that question.
I think we all know.
Well,
just say it out loud.
So to me, Ryan is a contrarian, right? So if something's supposed to be popular... He doesn't like it. He dislikes it for that very reason. But Ryan also has good taste, so he likes things.
Oh, and careful.
So he doesn't want to deny himself the enjoyment of something like a Taylor Swift or a White Claw, but he can't let people know that he likes it because then he's not a contrarian. I don't know what the right word is. What's the word? A conundrum for him.
Wow. That is surprisingly accurate, Brad.
Trisha, wow. Come over here.
Listen.
Okay.
Walk over here. You have to hear this.
Okay.
Ryan, I'm a super fan. I'm a fanny.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm a fan of the whole show, not just Annie.
Wow.
So,
now, Brad.
I pay attention to you, too.
That's incredible.
People who are on the chat right now and are super fans are calling themselves Rangers because you're Brad Range.
I'll
so there's
it.
The fannies and there's the Rangers. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Nobody has a name yet for your fans.
Americans.
Although,
Wiggins America.
Although Mama K did say Ryan has a number of fans now. I don't know what that number is.
A number.
Probably
yeah.
Like
could
six,
be zero.
Three? How many people in your family?
This is weird.
Told you. Oh, I'm carrying on. I'm soldiering on. But doesn't it sound like, put these back on.
Just do it without the headphones. Just do it with no headphones.
Okay. Ooh. Doesn't it sound like the aliens in Toy Story?
Yeah, it makes me dizzy.
I pushed all the buttons on these headphones that are apparently too fancy for me to operate, and I don't know what I'm doing. This is bizarre. But I'm going to soldier through. So we've got people commenting on here, excited to have Brad be a part of the show. Brad, you and I had about an hour-long conversation after the show yesterday, and I was like, level with me. How's it going? I'm going to ask you here, tell the people how it's going. Is this easier than you thought, harder than you thought? What's the expectation?
No, this is about exactly what I thought it would be. I thought it would be incredibly busy because, you know, I watched on the show. You could see what people are doing behind the scenes and not even seeing what they're doing behind the scenes, seeing what they're doing on the air and then knowing what goes into it or guessing what could go into it. So it's about what I thought as far as busyness. How's it going? I'm feeling really good. I'm having a good time. I'm having a blast. I think this is the coolest job I've ever had in my life. So
that to me sounded like a round of applause from a lot of people.
I get the impression though, like I talk to people randomly, they'll come by and be like, "So how are you liking it? You gonna come back?" It's like, what
is it
do you
weird
guys...
that everybody keeps asking if you're gonna come back?
Yes,
tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes.
You still good?
So okay, imagine we'll you're, you know. Imagine a dream job type scenario, and then people at that job are like, so are you going to come back? Like, how ridiculous that might sound to you.
You told me yesterday on the phone that you said to your wife, regardless, I'm going down swinging.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes!
Yeah.
He'll be here tomorrow.
If I'm not on the air anymore, it isn't because I quit.
Fair enough. There's something we should tell you about radio. You can show up and go home quickly, and you could show up and the entire radio station is just poof, gone. And that has happened. Most people who have been in radio for a long time have experienced something like that or know people who have experienced something like that.
It would be weird. I'm trying to picture what that job is where you show up and you're like, I can't believe I got here. And everybody's like, you sure you want to come back tomorrow? For me, that would be the slip and slide tester. Like, not the guy who makes the slip and slide or designs them, but the guy who tests them to see if they're cool enough.
Run at this, jump on your belly and see how it goes.
Like, oh my gosh, this is the best. Yeah, was that one was okay, though. You coming back tomorrow? Yeah, I want to see what you guys develop for tomorrow. Is there a pool at the end tomorrow?
Like a roller coaster tester? I mean, that would be a good example. Man, I like roller coasters.
I do too, except that I'm almost 40 and I tried a wooden roller coaster over the summer. I was like, I think I might be done with the wooden ones.
It's very weird to go into an amusement park and discover your age.
Yes, it is. My gosh, and it's depressing because I love them.
Yes.
So we have a question from the Andy Fry YouTube channel right now from watching trains go by. I know what social media looks and sounds like from this side. What does it look and sound like from inside that fishbowl? That's your question.
From what does it sound like?
Yeah.
Well, like you were saying, you have those
to
aliens.
Me, it sounds
really
like weird right
headphones.
Now. But
I have a little bit of that going on. Probably not quite the extent that you have it. What does it sound like? There is a lot of technical stuff and like you guys always ask, and I always wondered, what goes on whenever you can watch us talking on the stream?
On the breaks.
Yeah, at the breaks. What
and
are
we're
you talking
laughing
about?
Or yelling at each other.
We're laughing, yelling at one another. We're talking about things like, okay, you've got a live coming up. It's way less exciting than I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
After a while, it might get a little more interesting in the background, but... Yeah,
there are times.
Shop talk.
There are times that we do something off air that we're like, "Oh my gosh, that's so funny!" Oh, too bad we can't do it on air. But most of the time, it's just, "Oh, you got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this."
Yeah.
Josh on YouTube says, question for Brad. Do you miss shutting down fanny haters on the YouTube channel?
A little bit.
Yeah. You can still do that.
We'll get there.
I mean, yeah, once I get this figured out, if you guys could see kind of what was in front of me, there's a lot of technical stuff that I really got to make sure that I get. But once I get that, who knows? I might be back on there shutting down haters again.
One of the reasons why I asked you to help me moderate the YouTube channel when you had no employment, you were just a fan of the show, but you were a very loyal fan, was you get the idea of what we're trying to do here from noon to three, which is that dissent is not a problem. It's very welcome. Everybody has a different perspective. Everybody has a different set of circumstances that creates that perspective. And there are a million places that you can go and people will tell you what you think. And if you disagree, you get called a name. You get, you know, maybe just banned for disagreeing. That's not what I do on the air here. And it's also not what I want to do in the social community. We generally have at least 100 people in total because we're streaming to multiple different platforms. So if you're on Facebook and it says 50, we probably have about 50 people watching on YouTube and chatting. So it's a big conversation amongst people every day. But when it derails into name calling and being hateful, that's what I want to stop. I want people who agree with this thing but disagree with that thing to come here and feel comfortable being around these people and having that conversation. And you get that. You understood that, which is why I asked you, and I was so grateful that you did moderate it. I'm looking forward to you getting back in there and doing your thing.
Mixing it up. Whenever I was moderating, I always tried to think of, like, would they say that to that person to their face?
Yeah.
It was kind of the attitude that I took with it. And also, if you are still on the YouTube, that means that I enjoyed your conversation, even if we went after one another pretty well. If you're still on the Facebook, same thing, except I didn't really have moderation rights on Facebook. It was mainly on YouTube. And you said because I was unemployed, and to kind of clear that up, I was a substitute teacher.
Yeah. Well, not employed here on the
right.
show. Right. Yeah.
So I was a substitute teacher, but the thing about it was is whenever they shut down everything, they don't need substitute teachers when people are learning online.
Mm.
There's no classroom to take care of. So I had to kind of make a hustle and do my own thing and try to figure out some other ways of making money during that shutdown.
People are still sending their questions. We're going to continue to do this, you know, throughout the course of the shows that we do, just so that you can get to know Brad more. Trisha is going to continue to be a part of this show in an array of capacities. Ryan, also, you've got Wiggins America Saturday, 6 to 8 a.m. Is that correct?
Yep. Debut this Saturday.
So you can make sure you tune into that. It's on the podcast, too. And we've got more people coming in who are going to be a part of this. And we just want to make sure that you feel like you're part of this conversation every day. So the more you get to know us, the better. And a great way to do that, we have a lot more extra conversation on the live chat. So if you want to come participate there, we always welcome that. We're going to take a quick break. Do you have signs of the apocalypse?
I can.
I told you.
I know.
The show.
And I was doing things.
Doing
I'll have
things.
It. I will have it for you. I will have it.
Ryan is going to hastily put together a segment, and we're going to air it here in just a minute. And if you would like to see my facial expressions, it's a live chat kind of a situation. We'll be right back with something from Ryan in just a minute. Don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I mean, if there was ever a more 80s song, this just feels 80s to me.
She Blinded Me with Science is probably a little bit more 80s than this one. Wouldn't you agree, Brad?
I did not have this pegged as an 80s song.
No, I mean, it might be in the 90s. When is it from?
I'm sure it's 80s, but...
It feels like it. Isn't this in the movie It?
The original or the new one?
Original. I've never seen the new one. I'm not... I'm too. That's too scary.
I don't remember the soundtrack for the original It miniseries.
No, when they're riding around in the bicycle and then like everything's fine and then the clown eats them.
That's the whole movie. You just described the whole movie. That could have been taken place at any time over the two miniseries.
If It wasn't the scariest movie to ever infiltrate my life, he turns into a friggin' spider alien at the end. And it's like... the worst thing that could happen. It's just ugly and slimy and I'm just not down with it. I don't like spiders.
She loves clowns, but when this clown becomes a spider, that's the problem.
It's a clown spider.
Clown spider.
It was like a drama and a comedy up till that point.
Right. She's having a good time.
It's funny.
It's eating people. It's killing kids.
Oh,
but
my
it's
fine. God.
It's kind of funny.
It's not a spider.
He looks funny.
I don't like Stephen King, so...
Like, personally?
I don't know. But I mean,
yeah. I see it.
Loves his work.
I know. No.
Anybody that can come up with a car that can, like, kill people? What was it? Christine or something like that?
Probably.
The things that bother you about Stephen King?
No. But that kind of person that comes up with that mindset, mm-hmm. It, Cujo, all the stuff that he's done.
Pet Cemetery guy.
Yeah. The Green Mile. Did you know that, Stephen King?
Yeah.
See, that's probably my favorite Stephen King one.
When you find out that's Stephen King, you're like, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that scene in Pet Cemetery where the kid under the bed got the Achilles tendon of that neighbor.
Ooh, yeah.
And I haven't been able to put my feet on the floor next to a bed since then. I watched it when I was like 10. I'm not kidding. And every time I like jump into bed and jump out of bed.
Still, because
it's gonna get harder the older you get those hips.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's terrifying.
My irrational fear when I was growing up, the whole like something under your bed, I don't know why. But the McDonald's characters.
Oh,
all of
just
them?
Hanging out down
Grimace.
There?
Grimace.
Like, were they going to hurt you? Or
the
were they
Hamburglar?
Just...
Didn't know what they were going to do. I never found out.
That would be scary.
Big purple mushroom-looking thing? What is he?
He's a Grimace.
Oh, I just read this the other day, and I can't remember. It's like I finally
found... What, Grimace
is? Yeah. And it was some...
He's a puppet, you guys.
Yeah, he's a puppet. No, but they said what he was supposed to do. Oh, that's going to drive me insane. Trisha, can I ask you to look that up? It just came up. What Grimace is?
Grimace breed. Google Grimace breed.
Yes, but since we're sharing a computer, you'll have to take a step back.
I will get out of the way.
Oh, I accidentally typed in Grimace Brie, and it brought up pictures of purple cheese.
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
You were saying?
So it turns out... that cows are fairly easily potty trained.
Oh, my gosh. Ryan just put this segment together 47 seconds ago.
That's right.
Hold on, folks.
It's going to be good. It's no bull. Scientists put the task to the test, and 11 out of 16 cows learned to use the moo-loo when they had to go.
I hate you.
Just like some parents, the researchers used a sweet treat to coax the cows to push through a gate and urinate in a special pen. And it took only 15 days to train the young calves.
Is there a reason we don't want cows just peeing? Isn't that a privilege of being a cow?
Yeah, what scenario would be happening if you have to potty train a cow?
A benefit to collecting cow urine? Is there a detriment to having cow urine in the field?
Is this like a if the cow sleeps inside kind of situation?
These are all good questions.
Thank
it,
you.
It appears from the study that the study started in a half jest question. So I think the answer is no, there is no purpose to this.
Terry Range on YouTube says that Grimace is a taste bud.
That's right.
That's even weirder.
That is scary.
Grimace is a taste bud?
I'm dead. I can't handle this.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, you should check under your bed tonight, Annie. That's terrifying.
It's going to be really sad if, I'm not here tomorrow, if Annie doesn't show up, but we find out that she was murdered by a McDonald's character. That's
that would
even
be
sadder.
So sad.
Yeah.
Why would you even say that?
And she'll
that?
Miss my 40th birthday.
Yeah, that would be the real
When is your birthday?
There.
Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Is that why you're taking tomorrow off? You're going to just
Kinda.
Nail the White Claws?
Or is
that tonight?
Yeah.
Get the White Claws
hard. We're getting a 99-pack, and I'm going to bathe in it.
You're going to get a 6-pack, and you're going to open one, and you're just going to roam around the house.
Yeah,
and your twins are going to judge
take
you.
Take a little sip and go...
The kids these days. Yeah. You can say things like that when you're 40. What other kind of old person things are you going to do when you turn 40?
I don't know. I probably get LASIK.
A lot of the same things you're doing right now.
I think so. I don't
complain about back pain.
I'm already doing that though.
Wooden roller coasters.
Do you ever just disgustingly shake your fist at people like?
Oh yeah, all the time.
And grumble.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you take naps on demand?
No. No, surprisingly, the older I get, the harder it is for me to take a nap. Not really an interesting subject, but just saying.
Do you have a recliner? I hear that the recliners are good napping spots.
We have, and we call them old people chairs. Mm-hmm.
I'll have to invest in that, because I do not have one.
A recliner.
All right, what else you got?
Beards aren't just cool and trendy. They might also be an evolutionary development to help protect a man's delicate facial bones from a punch to the face. This is a Nobel Prize winning piece of research. No kidding.
Where are you getting this story from?
AP.
Are you making it up?
No. Well, maybe.
Some of it.
We'll see where it goes. If it's boring, half of it will be made up. That's the conclusion of a trio of scientists from the University of Utah who are among the winners of this year's Nobel Prizes. I'm sorry. It says Ig Nobel Prizes, the Nobel Prizes that spoof the real ones.
Is this the one Obama won?
No, he won a real one. This is the Ig Nobel Prize. They said that their real research determined that they think beards, the only evolutionary advantage to having them is that they soften punches. And they didn't actually punch any men in doing this research. They created a fake man's face with fleece and epoxy.
Brad, so when you signed up to be on a radio show and we wanted to show you how radio is done, we're going to do that tomorrow.
This is not it.
Up next, we got Ryan with Signs of the Apocalypse, and he looked like a deer in headlights.
Oh,
although
that's
we had
right.
A 5-minute conversation in his office before the show. Hey,
you did ask me to do that.
I did.
It's okay. I've been working on producer stuff to take care of this issue in the background, so we'll be all right.
Yeah. It normally is... show co-host here while we're on the room, we will work to try to cover up these things, except for when Ryan's doing them.
Yeah, nobody ever covers for
this
me.
This is so much more fun just to let him make stuff up.
Where did the music go?
I'm going to find it.
Okay.
It even jumped out. Yeah, it was we're done here.
Okay.
This isn't working.
He thought it was a real Nobel Prize. Can't handle this.
Can't be serious.
Okay, this one's really good. Okay, North Carolina man wins the lottery. 3 times at the same store over the span of 3 years.
People have to be looking at that going,
what?
How's
yeah,
it working?
That seems,
and
yeah.
When I saw the story, I'm like, okay, well, he probably won, you know, $500
yeah.
Whatever. No, we're talking about 3 legitimate jackpots. The one he just won was a $20 ticket. He won $100,000. That one, I was like, okay, that's a legitimate win.
$72 after tax. Right.
The year before, he won $1 million at the same store. The year before that, he won another $1 million.
Dude.
That's incredible. And people are saying, well, you must have some sort of strategy. No.
Just
no
luck.
Strategy. Blind luck.
Any of you consider yourselves lucky people?
No.
No.
Yes.
imagine that. No surprise. I consider myself so unlucky that I won't even play. Like, I'm not... spending money on that. I would never win, which is true because I don't play. Do you play the lottery?
At Christmas, we buy each other tickets for fun, but outside of that, not really. I've always told myself it's a bad investment because they say, well, if you take that dollar and you put it in the bank, you're going to end up making more. So I always take a
that
dollar.
Sounds like a Brad Range philosophy.
Doesn't
you
it?
Play the lottery?
No.
No.
No. No. Millionaires.
He said no just like he said no to White Claws
no,
before.
No. Millionaires don't play the lottery.
Oh.
So if I want to be a millionaire, you got to act like one.
I thought we just found out something
right?
about you.
Learn
like,
how they.
You're a millionaire.
Like, what
you don't
are you
need
doing
beer.
Here? Go yeah. back to moderating.
I don't play the lottery. Millionaires don't play the lottery.
I think the real question would be like, how'd you become a millionaire being a substitute teacher?
Right? No yeah. kidding.
In the state of Illinois, that's how.
Yeah.
So wait. So you don't play the lottery? Because
no.
you're too sensible?
Because I'm yeah. Although I got to admit, when mm-hmm. I walk past one of those machines, everything in me goes, man, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I know I don't do it.
And then here's the other question. You talked about giving people lottery tickets for Christmas.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that, Trisha?
Yeah.
Have
Scratchers.
You ever done that, Brad?
Given people lottery
yeah.
tickets? No, I've never given anybody any.
Has anyone ever given you one?
Yes.
What happens if you gave, like if I came in here and I gave you three all lottery tickets? What happens if I do that and Ryan Wiggins wins $1 million?
I think Ryan Wiggins gets $1 million.
I think I'm going to kill you.
Right. I've thought about that
like,
when I purchased them for
people. It stresses me
people.
Out to think, mm-hmm. oh, here, I'm going to buy you a ticket. And I mean, realistically, you buy a scratcher, somebody wins. Like maybe the jackpot is $20,000 or $50,000.
Yeah.
What if you have that ticket in your hand and you give it to somebody?
I know.
What though,
does it
matter if the person scratches it off with you? Or with somewhere else.
I feel like you need to sign a contract when you do that. What happens if the person hits the jackpot and you bought the ticket and you gave it? Like, nobody's giving that ticket hoping that that person wins $50,000.
So
you're not.
Before I give the ticket to somebody, I'll usually make some kind of verbal agreement. If it's over X amount, you at least have to buy me dinner or something like that.
If it's
like,
$50,000, you owe me.
Give me $100
a supersized meal at McDonald's.
But it's out of your hands at that point. You just bought.
Are
that
those even legally
$1 million?
Enforceable though? Because I've done the same thing where
no.
somebody gets me a ticket and goes, "Hey, if you win anything over, you know, $10,000, you got to split it with me." And you're like, "Oh, okay." You know, everybody's like, "Whatever."
And then they win $8,000, and you're like, "That."
Yeah,
yeah, but that's
$9,000.
That's not why you do that. You give them the verbal agreement so that you plant the seed of, "Hey, shoot something back my way if you get something awesome out of this."
I just think it's a
right.
great way
and
to
no.
end relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin
and then you
on
never talk to him.
YouTube says you guys are going to hate one of the reasons behind potty training cows. Quote, an experiment that scientists say could pave the way for more environmentally friendly farms.
Oh, boy.
Kevin, I'm not opposed to environmentally friendly things. I feel as though I've mislabeled myself.
Why is it more environmentally friendly? Because they're not peeing on the ground?
He didn't get to that.
Kevin, email me.
Kevin, we asked you to put work and effort into this segment here, and you just
yeah.
totally mailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Kevin,
in.
What's up with that? Annie had a pre-show meeting with you, and you still phoned it in.
You have one job. Thanks for watching with us today on YouTube, on Facebook, and as always, listening on 97.1 FM Talk. Big show for you tomorrow, including Senator Blunt's going to be on with us. The Mark Reardon Show coming up next. Don't go away. More here on 97.1 FM Talk in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!